morning. I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. Rhonda's joining me. She joins me each month. We talk ways to live with the seasons, ways to live better, ways to feel better, and also a little bit about what is going on in the world of astrology. We're in the land and the age of Aquarius as we move into February. It's Valentine's month. It's the year of the tiger, according to the Chinese New Year. And it is Rhonda who is joining me today, and we're going to talk a little bit about, I guess, a lot of things about, in many ways, the age of Aquarius. Is there something about Aquarius and Valentine's Day that go together, Rhonda?
Well, they're both in the same month, but Aquarius is a water bearer. So people always think it's a water sign, but it's actually an air sign. So I wouldn't say necessarily that it's connected with Valentine's Day, but other than it's, you know, in the same month.
Okay. Now, it is Valentine's Day, I'm not even sure how, I understand they, you know, chasing the serpents or whatever, or the snakes. Valentine's Day is a, it's considered one of the major lovers' holidays and that sort of things. How did Valentine's Day really come about? Do you know?
Well, yes, I think it was written. I mean, I haven't researched that lately, but I think it was because there was a Saint Valentine who wrote letters to people when he was imprisoned. And I believe, you know, he was a Christian person who then later became a saint, but he was in prison. So, you know, it's not necessarily as romantic of a background as what we think it is. But, yeah, he wrote all of these letters, and then later on they sort of made a saint out of him, so...
I don't know when it became...
Again, don't quote me, because I haven't researched that recently. I didn't know you were going to ask me that this morning.
No,
I thought we were talking about Aquarius. So.
It just occurred to me that, you know, I guess Valentine's Day has always been, as I said, a very special time. Red roses and all of that sort of thing that goes along with it. But it's in Aquarius. Now, Aquarius is, you said it is an air sign. Is that right?
Yes.
So what's it?
And it's also a fixed sign. But again, it's the water bearer, but people always think that it's water sign. It's not. It's an air sign. And it's from January 20th to February the 18th. Its ruling planet is Uranus. And you always ask me, most compatible is Taurus, Cancer, and Scorpio. That's the least compatible. But the most compatible is Leo and Sagittarius. So they're usually very eccentric and energetic. They're deep thinkers, very progressive, original, independent humanitarian. And they like to fight for causes, but they can also be very aloof and temperamental and uncompromising. And they really don't like it if you don't keep your promises. And Aquariuses are everybody's friends. They like to be friends. So they're not, it's kind of interesting because probably of all the signs in the zodiac, they're probably the least ones that look for that long-term romance. They're more always everybody's friend. They like to be everybody's friend, and everybody really likes them as a friend. They make really, really good friends. So they can be very important, and they also usually high intellect.
Okay. You know, I guess I'm thinking of the song, the Dawning of the Age of Aquarius, and I don't know if that, does that have any connection to, to February? Does that have any connection to the actual sign, as far as you know?
Yeah, because what happens is within the zodiac, like, when you look at it, first there was the Age of the Age of Aries, and Aries was what you would consider fire and brimstone. It dealt with that kind of thing, and when you look at historically with religion, we go backwards in the zodiac as we progress, like, planetary wise. So the age of Aries was that fire and brimstone god, you know, like the wrath of God, and God will punish you. Then we moved into the age of Pisces, which was more the Christian thing. It dealt with the, you know, sort of the belief of Jesus and all of those things. Jesus was the sign, you know, that Pisces is the sign of the fish. Jesus did a lot of teaching with fish and the fishermen of men, and the sign of Christianity is the fish. And so then we now then have moved into this sort of new millennium, which now is the age of Aquarius. And so now you're going to start seeing more influences of Aquarius and those kinds of things. And so it's going to be more things about community and friendship and coming together and those kinds of things. So it has to do with the millennia, you know, switching millenniums.
Okay.
So
we have it's the second month of the year. There's a lot of twos that are in this month. And you were saying that there is some from a numerology standpoint that we've had an inordinate number of ways that the twos and the two twos and all of the the month of two, it's the second month and it's in 22, so it's you're going to have a lot of twos in there. What is there a significance to two and in terms of numbers, in terms of how those all fit together?
Yes. So we now have entered, 2022, which has the 2022. And that means that this is going to be a year of partnership, relationship, forming things together, working well with others. And family is going to be really important because those three twos add up to a six. So family, community, local events, those kinds of things are all going to come front and center. And then with the zero in there, that gives us protection. So we're going to start to see where there's going to be a lot more things coming together, where people are working in relationships and things being more harmonious. And because we're in a year of that, the 2-2-2s and also a year six, then we're looking at also this month is a 2 month. So everything's going to be super accentuated this month because of the two. So there's your Valentine's connection.
Okay.
Two is the second month. So numerically, there's this section. And I did just look it up really quickly. It was there were people that were assassinated. The ancient Romans assassinated two people named Valentine on February the 14th in different years. So yeah, it doesn't have a really good start with it being the lovers thing. But anyway, the 2 month has to do with partnership. So there it is numerically. It has to do with that, with coming together, relationships, you know, all of those kinds of things. And so we're going to see a lot of that accentuated this month. And then with that, so then we also have a couple of portals coming up, which are energetic portals. So we're looking at the 20th of February, because it would be 2202022. And then we're also looking at the 22nd, because if you didn't put the 20 on, it would be 2-2-2-2. So those are going to be really powerful days where you're looking at, you know, things are going to come into play that deal with working with others. Maybe you're looking to buy a home. Maybe, you know, so you're working with a real estate agent. Maybe you're looking to, you know, find the life partner, or maybe you're looking to find somebody to go into business with, you know, all of those kinds of things, or you need somebody to help you do something. Those are going to be really strong days when you're going to find that there's going to be a lot of connection with other people. So those are really good days if you're looking to, you know, do some kind of a joint venture or joint project. Those are going to be great days for you to do that. And the energy is going to be very intense. This has been a month when there's been a lot of intensity because we've had several things that have happened astrologically, and then also with this being numerically going on with that, as well as then it also switched into the Lunar New Year with the Year of the Tiger.
You mentioned the Year of the Tiger. It is also we're entering the third year of this pandemic. I think everybody wants to know, when are we going to be out of this pandemic? And I'm not sure if there's anything that will tell us that for sure. It seems that if we use history as a guide, the pandemic of 1918 to 1920 also went into the third year, and it simply faded away as we saw weaker and weaker mutations take over, and eventually it became, in essence, the common cold. I don't know if that's what is happening right now. It seems that it may very well be that. But it certainly has affected our lives in so many different ways and in so many different areas. But I guess getting through this, one of the things I was going to ask about is where do we stand in terms of the next Mercury in retrograde?
We just came out of a Mercury retrograde. So so that's really good that is over with. But I did just a little research with the Asian New Year's. And so in 2020, we were in the year of the rat, which is interesting because the year of the rat is all about survival. So again, we're looking at this energetically. This isn't necessarily a prediction or, you know, necessarily saying, oh, that's what caused it. But the year of the rat, the rat's a survivalist. So, you know, when you look at that and when you think of rats, you think of them as necessarily spreading disease, you know, like you always think of that. So we were in the year of the rat in 2020, which is all about survival. Then in 2021, we went into the year of the ox. When you think of an ox, you think of it as stable and it just kind of treads on and it just keeps going. And, you know, it's kind of sturdy and dependable and all of that. But it also is means new reality. So that's really interesting when you look at it this again from an energetic point of view. The ox, you know, the rat sort of brought us, taught us about survival in 2020. And then the ox taught us about a new reality. Like, what are we facing? What have we had to do? Look at how Zoom has taken off. Look at people doing fitness classes online and they've just reformulated their business or how they do business and all the delivery things and Uber and, you know, delivery of groceries, all these things we wouldn't have thought about before, or maybe we would have liked to have had, but companies are like, no, no, we're not going to get involved in that. Well, all of a sudden in the year of the ox, again, everybody had this new reality. And now we're moving into the year of the tiger, and the year of the tiger is all about big changes. It's also a year of generosity. And a tiger, when you think of a tiger is fierce. A tiger sits and waits, and then it actually then takes over whatever it is that it's, you know, seeking or looking for. So it's very patient, but it also then is usually very courageous, and it usually gets its goal. So it has a high masculine energy. It's a tiger is considered a masculine energy in the whole yin and yang thing in Chinese medicine. And so, so the year of the tiger, if we're just to look at it again, what would be the energy of it is that you can expect changes in career, romance, and home life. And that doesn't mean it's negative. It could be positive or, you know, whatever it is, but those things are happening. Those changes are coming. And then with this being that 222 year where we're looking at family, community, and partnership, that makes total sense, but that fits in with the whole dynamic of the year of the tiger. So I really do think that we're going to start to see energetically, okay, again, I'm not predicting, but according to the numbers and according to the astrological, you know, the Lunar New Year, the energy this year is going to be sort of emerging from the other side of all the sort of weighing down things that have been going on in our lives. However that looks, you know, all of a sudden maybe your career completely takes off and you're 100% online store and you're no longer brick and mortar. Now, you know, somebody might be like, oh, but I had to close my store. Well, that something better might have come along. So again, we have to sometimes let go of what we think is right and see what's sort of in front of us with that too. So anyway, it's also the year of the tiger is a very creative year. So it's a year to do creative projects, to explore new things, to do things that are more with creativity. And you also have to remember that the year of the tiger is all about honoring your intuition and letting go of your ego. So there we go again with letting go of how we think things are supposed to be and looking at where's that creativity, where's that new door opening with that too. So, you know, Sylvia Brown again, in Sylvia Brown's book, you know, she was the one that sort of, she was a famous psychic for people who don't know. She was on Montel Williams a lot. She predicted down to the day of what day this pandemic was going to hit us. She didn't call it a pandemic or cold COVID, but she said there was going to be this severe illness that was going to sweep the country, the world. And she was on page 312 of her book, which is March 12th is when it hit the United States. And, you know, then she said it was going to last for a while. And then by 2022, it was going to completely just go away. So if you're looking at Sylvia Brown's work, you know, and then kind of look at the energy of what's going on numerically and also astrologically, that I can see how maybe we're getting ready to come outside of this. And again, you just said too, historically, this has been going on with, you know, the Spanish flu and or whatever happened with that pandemic back in 1918, I guess it was. So, you know, it's hard to think of that when we're in the 20s, you know, we talk about that so much. But anyway, it does kind of, you know, bide its time with that too. And so the motto for the year of the, or the mantra for the year of the tiger is YOLO. So, you know, it's just, you only live once. And I think that's one of the things we're also being taught by COVID.
You only live once.
So what are those things you want to say? What are those things you want to do? You know, what are those things that you can do? And again, always stay safe, you know, and we are still in, the kidney bladder meridian. So we're looking at things that deal with water and fluids in our body. So I think that's another reason why we're seeing that this sort of pandemic is slowing down again too, because we're out of the lung and colon issue and we're kind of moving into things that are going to deal more with like blood pressure or, you know, urinary tract infections, things that deal with lymphatic situations, anything to deal with the fluids in the body is what's going on right now.
And we're going to say goodbye to the pandemic and we're going to say Again, if all you've got connections, I'm going to guess massages are still a very big thing to give for Valentine's Day, or and also for any other time of year when you're in stress. But again, you've got the Stress Management Center. Anything special else that you have? I know that you've got, obviously dealing with stress is one thing, but you've got some other things. If they want more information about you, what do they go to? What is the best way to contact you, Rhonda?
They can look for me on Facebook, Rhonda Rife. They can call me at 319-752-0175. They can now text me at that because it's no longer a landline. It's a cell phone, so now you can text me at that number. And that was 319-752-0175. Or they can go to lifepathwaysllc.com or thestressmanagementshop.com. And again, for Valentine's Day, rather than doing more one-on-one things, I'm looking for people who maybe would like to book a couples massage class, a workshop, where the couples actually do each other's hands, feet, and face. We do not disrobe. But that's sort of my little Valentine's special. And then I have a lot of my new thing of the immune booster essential oil blends and those kinds of things too. So there's lots of things too that my kind of business you have to readapt during the pandemic as well.
There you go. And again, join us next month when we talk more ways to live better and live with the seasons with Rhonda.